Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another week episode of Anime Brothers. It's your host, Disciple Dashni. We got Ty So Fly, Quiet Jams. Oh, Quiet Jams wearing merch.
Yep.
He's on, straight out he's of Anime merch. Brothers.
Okay.
You fresh. You fresh.
That's right.
That's right. With this again, we got the Haitian Sensation. Thank you for joining us and making its unwanted appearance again. Is the fucking auto frame box. I really don't know what's going on with this thing. Like, it wasn't there. Like, on the last episode, we didn't have it. I don't know why it's decided to make its ugly appearance. It just won't go away. I tried so many settings and...
You're shooting womp rats, man.
It's here for now. I will try to get rid of it as much as possible. For now, it's the unwanted guest, the auto frame box.
It's almost like someone's trying to take a picture of your face so they could make a 3D print out of you.
What the?
Yo, what? I don't know why the box is there. Like, I've tried so many other things to get rid of it, and it's just like, nah, it just won't go away. Let me check something. Hold up. This damn box.
Yo, cue the box by Roddy Ricch. Is that Roddy Ricch?
Yeah, what are Robbie you talking Ray. About?
You don't know that song?
Yeah, it's like
I can't sing 20, it.
Was that 2019? I think that was it. Was like end of 2019, early 2020.
I'm gonna get lazy. I mean, that's
more my fault, just because you know I don't listen to Roddy Ricch.
Oh no, I mean I don't.
I listen to the radio.
No, that didn't help. It's just okay.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, oh, that's what color is.
We lost Ty. We have to start this over again. So I'm glad.
Wait, what happened?
Ty, internet's not so fly.
It still says it's recording on my screen.
Yeah, that's right. Remember last time? We were like, oh, is it still recording? It is still recording to cloud.
Yeah. Okay.
What do? We didn't really start.
I mean, we did. Whatever. Technical difficulties. Well, we'll just wait for time to come.
Get the timestamp and just cut that part out.
Nah, we leave it here. We put it all. This is what you got to deal with sometimes. This is what you got to deal with sometimes.
Yeah. This is pandemic recording. At some point, right? We do need to get together and like cooperatively record. That'd be cool. I'm ready.
Ew.
What?
You just record together? We need a dedicated space.
Yeah, I just need space. Like a big room, a couch.
Right here. Oh, a couch? Excuse me?
I want to be comfortable. What do you want me to do? You want me to be like right? Slouch?
Yes.
Or do you actually have enough space for that?
I was like, how are you going to invite us to record at your place, but you want us to stand up? Like, you're not going to invite us to sit down?
Yeah, like, remember before I said, all right, there's a round table right to my left, right here. Four seats. Boom.
A round table, okay.
Yeah.
Is the table actually big enough, though?
It's definitely big enough.
I don't know, that hesitation is kind of suspect.
I was gonna pan over, but this table is messy right now. There's a lot of stuff on it. So I'm not about to pan okay. over and show the world my bills. but it just saying.
Anyway, how was your week?
Up a green screen. I'm good. I think it was pretty good. I spent most of it reacting to bo 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 bo. But
yo, that was crazy.
You set the internet on fire, and I'm happy.
This dude's talking about we.
I need a little more insight into the bubble bubble thing.
So here's what happened. Like, this dude, he puts up a post. He was just like, yo, he was on Facebook and Instagram, which is like, oh, what is like the worst anime you ever watched, right? And, you know, for some reason, that post didn't get a lot of traction or whatever. There weren't that many people coming, but like the people who spoke up the most were just like, yo, someone commented, was like, oh, Bobo Bobo. I was just like, yo, it's been so, that anime has been locked deep into the crevices of my mind. Like, I pushed it so far down that I completely forgot that was ever a thing. and this show was garbage for me. Like, it was garbage. I was just like, yo, it was trash. And then us, like, a couple other people came in or whatever. And I don't know. Like, I would have left the original post up for a couple more days, see if everybody jumped out there. But then Jamil was just like, oh, we have the winner. we have the winner. Worst anime ever. And put that up. Oh, look, he's back.
What up? What up?
No, oh, you're muted.
Connect audio, bruh. Just, oh, welcome back. Hold up. Did you take back the hosting duties?
I think I did. So it switched to somebody else?
Yeah.
It switched to Daphne. Me.
Perfect. And so it was still recording this whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, but take that shit back. I don't want to be hosting.
Right. It's the same thing.
Nah. Because then I got to like worry about stopping and everything. Like, nah. That's too much responsibility here.
So it's all going to be in the cloud anyways, man.
Hey, yeah, it goes to my cloud. I think I automatically get it back when I'm back, man.
That's cool. All right, well, fine. That's cool with me.
Now, take the torch.
Wait, I was saying, like,
I'm still being reprimanded right now. I'm still being reprimanded.
I mean, it's not even reprimanded. It's just like,
what's the plot of Bobo thing?
There is no plot. There is no plot to Bobo. Bo.
Like, the thing is, like,
B-O-B-O-B-O.
It's a lot of bows. A lot of bows.
Yes.
That's all you got.
It's just B-O repeated. Bo. It's so dumb. No, like, it was literally like, it was like a parody anime. It's like a joke anime. Like, kind of like,
yeah,
what One Punch? Like One Punch is like a parody, man, anime, but like One Punch is some way better.
100 times
but better. Again, granted, like, for the time it was, like, this was like what? Mid-90s, early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s when Bobo came out?
Something like that, yeah. Like, I think it was 99.
But yo, this thing was trash. But my favorite thing is, like, people were so Jimmy puts it up as like, yo, we have our undisputed winner, worst anime ever. And boy, were people pressed. They were pressed so hard. Like, so many people came to us like, yo, you guys are uncultured. It's okay to be wrong. I'm just like, yo. Yeah. And then other people were just like, yo, it's like, oh, that was the whole point. I was like, I get the point of the show. Was to be bad. I get the show. Like, but that's why it sucks. Like, it doesn't do it well.
Yeah, it sucks, yo, because it wanted to suck, and it sucked. That was the point.
The people defending the show say, not, no, it's not the worst one.
Well, yeah, what? Yeah, like, no, there was wild. He was like, yo, it's god tier anime. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. And then one dude compared it. He was like, it's not even close to being as worse as Boruto. When I saw that, ooh. I was like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. No. And then there's a dude that was compared to like these like incest, like not incest. What was it? Like pedophilia animes and like this Japanese death cult anime. I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
I was trying to give them any publicity. I know about them and I don't want to talk about them. And he's telling me this thing. Yeah. And I was like, now I got to clear my browser history.
some people took it way too serious. Like, yo, it is not that serious. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there were some people that agreed. They shared it and they're like, yeah, that is the worst. But
it was a
small amount compared to the amount of hate that was like, it's the greatest. It's god tier. How could you do that?
Yeah, no, there's a lot.
It was like the creators of this show that you guys got to.
Yo, maybe I can't even find a way to watch it. I tried to watch the show yesterday. I was saying, I tried to watch it yesterday and I couldn't.
Wait a minute, I wrote that.
I really didn't realize there was a secret fan base of Bobo Bowl fans just waiting. Yo, they're waiting for that chance. They were like, yo, moment. It was like, it was an alert single, a Spidey sense. They're like, yo, as soon as we put that up, they came out the woodwork.
They did.
They really did, though. Well, I shared it to a couple things, my bad. But I think they didn't remember Bobo Bo. It's like, yo, that's a piece of my childhood. How you gonna attack that? You know? But like, since we've been on air, there's 500 new people like hating on us. I'm like, yo, what's going on? We had 67,699.
Like, that's a good thing. Having haters means you're doing well if you have haters.
Right.
I mean,
I like
not all the time.
No, think about it. You don't hate on something that's better than, like, necessarily better than you.
I don't usually take my time to hate on something unless I
just laugh it all off. Like,
yeah, just like, you know.
No. You didn't just laugh it off. You inflamed some of these people. Yo, Dash. Yo, some of these comments. These are not my comments. These are Anime Brothers, Disciple Dashney comments over here, like making people just piss. Like, yo, what was that? The Boruto comment?
Oh, the trash one? Well, didn't you call like God tier trash or something like that?
Yeah, once said it was Gartier anime, and I said Gartier garbage. Another person like this is better than Boruto. I was like, yo, I'd watch Boruto twice before I ever went back.
Yeah,
to watching this anime. And I haven't even watched Boruto.
His response to you gets more likes than your post. It's like, yo, I'd rather be castrated by a rusty spork than sit through Boruto once. Bobobo was a classic and way better than Boruto. I'm like, yo.
It's not even like I'm out here defending Boruto that I haven't watched. I'm just not pro Bobobo. That shit's trash. Like,
yeah. I am gonna go. There's a dude with Attack on Titan. Talk about Attack on Titans, like, nah, you can't. I'm gonna unleash the fans on you on that one. And then Dragon Ball Z.
Yo, what was up with the Dragon Ball Z one? I was like, what is that?
I'm not even surprised. There's a lot of people who hate Dragon Ball Z just because there's a lot of Dragon Ball Z fanboys. So it's just like, that's just a typical comment.
Default position.
Dude who's just like, he's like, yo, he's like, how can you say this was bad when this show's like Attack on Titan or Sword Art Online? I'm just like, again.
Go ahead.
What nonsense are you speaking here?
Like, I didn't dislike Sword Art Online. The first one. Just the first 25 episodes.
You and my wife said the same thing, Ty. I like Sword Art Online.
Yeah, I didn't. Yo, so when I responded, because I took those responses, I was like, I played it mad cool. I was like, yeah, Sword Art Online, you know, I didn't watch it past the first 25, but you know. Do I hate it? I didn't hate those ones, but
I think the problem with Sword Art Online is the concept. I like the concept of the show, and that's why I kept watching it. Mm-hmm. But it's poorly executed. Like, you can't, like the guy made a good point. You can't have an MMO and then be a single person soloing everything in the MMO. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
You know, unless you make a comic based literary where you do that.
Well, yeah. Solo leveling is actually today's topic.
I was gonna say, I'm like, literally the name of it says solo.
Oh my goodness.
No. That was an accidental transition. I'm so sorry.
It's not an accidental transition because we're still on it. But like, yo, people were sitting there. They were really impressed about this. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like,
I'm intrigued now.
I mean, you know what? No, you don't want to watch it. Let's do this. Yo, find this, see if you can get any clips. And then next week, I want you to tell us how you feel about it, Reggie.
Is it literally called B-O, Bobo, Bobo, like Bobo, Bobo, Bobo?
Just
like,
keep typing Bobo.
It's literally B-O, B-O, B-O.
Google will help you.
Google.
Yeah. The first name's like Bobo, 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 and his last name is Bobo, Bobo.
Yeah, there's four bows in the first name and there's three bows in the second name, I think.
I don't even know why you even bothered like trying to get that information. The fact that we even registered with you,
I had to type the name. You spent too much time. I had to type the name so many times. And yesterday I tried to find it to watch it and I couldn't. There's no way to watch it.
See, that was your first mistake.
Because it's trash. It's been
available on any kind of platforms.
It's not really available. You can probably find a clip on YouTube.
Yeah, I might be able to find it.
You guys want to do a Bobo Bowl recap?
No. No. Absolutely not.
Never. Should you do that and then send the link to all, go back in the comments and send the link to all the people?
I don't know. Yeah, I got a real job, man. I can't do that. You know what time that would take?
That's dedication.
Sit over at work and read my phone. Laughing.
Way too much dedication. Nah.
Yo, what else happened this week in anime? Well, actually, this wasn't this week.
I'll send you guys a link. I found the thing where all the episodes.
All right.
For I'm what?
Why
are we doing this? there is really no need.
Yo, Ty, don't press it no more. He's gonna log off. He's gonna log off.
It's not even that. I was like, yo, y'all gonna waste your time watching this nonsense.
Watching cult classic on the low. Like, remember, like, what's one thing? I have a question. Like, what's one thing you watch a while ago and you're like, this was trash, and you went back and revisited, and you're like, oh, okay, I see what they were trying to do here.
I've never gone back to something I thought was trash.
Yeah, it wasn't Bogle Ball, that's for damn sure.
I said I've never gone back to something.
I have the reverse. How about something that didn't age well? Like, you watched it before, and you're like, this is... And then, like, you're trying to reintroduce it, like, now to a crowd now, or even, like, your significant other. I'm like, this is the stuff. I loved this when I was, like, whatever age. And then you watch
Digimon.
It, and
you're like,
ooh. You take that back. Yo, you better take that back. Yo.
I didn't care for that either. I was
Yo. Don't let me catch you out on these streets.
Honestly.
Or in the digital world.
In the digital world.
Yeah. Yo.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. He said the digital.
Yo, don't let me catch you out in the digital world.
Yo, digital underground. Represent. Yeah, Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z did not age well. I'm gonna be honest. That whole era of like charge up 12 for 12 episodes, nah, it didn't work.
That's why they kept remaking it, my dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's been a long time, but it's been. I need to explain that the views of Quiet Jams are held by Quiet Jams and Quiet Jams alone. They do not reflect the views of Anime Brothers as a whole. Nonsense. You know how many memes DBZ has given us to this day? Not hold up. You're kidding me?
I'm just saying, they remade Dragon Ball Kai, cut out the nonsense, change some of the accents. I don't like that part, but it didn't age the way it was supposed to. I don't know.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, we're just gonna keep moving on because this dude starts.
Oh, I got one. Shaman King, that aged very well, and it's coming out with a reboot in October. I
rewatched
that,
my dude. It was not the same when I first watched it. I rewatched Shaman King, and it's not the same. It's still a good anime, but it's like it doesn't. I don't know. Like when I was watching it the first time, I was like, "Oh man, like so cool. The graphics, all crap like that." Watch it again, it just doesn't. I mean, maybe the remake might do a little better for it, but I'm just saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, the views expressed by Ty Soulfly are held by Ty Soulfly and himself alone. They do not express the views of Anime Brothers as a whole. Thank you very much.
Stop taking shots at my childhood right now. That's really what it is. He's like, stop taking shots at my childhood heroes and shows one by one. I got nothing, so you're good. I can't. I'm trying to think of one right now.
Shaman King was elite. Shaman King is elite.
That's the guy to watch. It's not an anime though. It's not a TV show. It's a movie. Vampire Hunter D.
Ooh, I like that.
Nah.
I don't know why. I have a feeling. I haven't watched it recently, but I feel like that's one of those things that I don't think it aged well. But I haven't watched it again, so I don't know. But I might do that just to double check. But I'm trying to remember like plot points from like when I was younger, and I'm like, yeah, I feel like this would be problematic later in life.
No, it was definitely weird. It was definitely weird, but I liked it. I like Vampire Hunter D.
Like he had the hand that had the face on it, and he's like touching people with it. And I'm like,
yo, you know who it reminded me of?
He's touching people with a face hand.
It reminded me of what you call it's Wind Tunnel, but his could talk. Vampire D.
Roku?
Vampire Hunter D could. Yeah.
Yeah, it has his own like personality and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. That's for another day, Vampire Hunter D.
Our last this week in anime topic. By the way, that whole thing we've been talking about is a new segment we got called This Week in Anime.
You forgot to announce it?
I didn't forget nothing. Dashney was mad and he had to dive in. That's what he does, you know.
Yeah, I'll take money for that. I'm fine with it.
That's what Bobo does to him.
I'm like, that's gonna be my thing. I'm gonna get a bottle of wine. I'm just gonna be chilling watching.
Yo, I sent you that link. You got it though?
Yeah. I'm using my phone right now. So if I switch over, I don't know if it's
I feel you. I feel you.
I mean,
you
have an iPad, right?
Yeah.
We have what?
Charge it.
Gosh.
Dang.
Go back right now.
What are you saying?
I was saying, so what we got, My Hero Academia is returning, what, the 25th?
Yes. Season 5.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh.
You know what sucks? Like, they just released one of them. Yo, chapter 304 on the manga was wild. It was an awesome, great chapter. And we can't even talk about it because we got some people on the no. call that, you know, don't want to read.
Don't do it. Like don't do it.
You know, who don't want to read.
It's a good read.
Religion, apparently.
I read. I read for this week. I actually started 2 weeks ago for Solo Leveling, and I am intrigued. I want to read more manga. I can't stop.
So
now.
I want to be clear.
And how long has My Hero has been out?
It's been for a minute.
You gonna be clear? Exactly.
And call no, it but a what? Webtoon. What I want? Yeah. So Solo Leveling is a webtoon.
It's a manhwa.
Yeah.
A manhwa, but so. It's actually a lot different than manga because one, it's in color, and two, there's more, in my opinion, there's more to a chapter than in manga. Manga, the chapter's not as long as webtoon chapters.
It depends.
I like
which you're reading, because like when I'm reading with like Solo Leveling, like these chapters are like 10, some of these chapters are like 10 to like 15 pages, but then sure. It depends. You get a manga like Attack on Titan with like, some of these chapters are like 43 pages long.
No, oh, true. Whoa. I haven't read an Attack on
Titan. Are you reading it like a paperback, like an actual, or are you reading it online?
Reading online. The thing is like, so Solo Leveling, it started as, it was a novel, and then it got adapted as a webtoon.
Yeah, so they were scanning the pages originally. You can definitely see like the scan marks on the pages. Like, oh, all right.
So it's only a matter of time until there's an actual anime of it.
That's what the rumors are. Like, I don't think there's been enough. There's not an official word, I don't think.
Nah,
ladies and gentlemen, we are diving into our topic of today.
Solo. Whoa, hold on.
You already went in it.
What about Barry?
We might as well just go into it. Like, no need to announce it. Just start talking about it. Like, for me, I don't think I read anywhere where there was an official announcement that an anime is coming, but. People, a lot of the fans want it to see it.
I mean,
if it does happen, I want Netflix nowhere near it.
Oh God! Unless
it's distributing.
Yeah,
I don't want Netflix Studios trying to like produce it. Like, I want a different studio to like actually create the anime, and then when it comes time to like distribute, I would like put it on Crunchyroll, Hulu, Netflix, like whatever, like they can do. Worry about distributing.
Okay, I can feel you on that.
I don't know how well it's gonna do in animation though, because like I feel like there's a lot of fight scenes that they're gonna wanna like really dive into, and then I feel like the story is gonna get cut up or something. They're kind of like fast forward through some parts.
The story needs a little bit.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah, the story actually needs a little bit because like in the beginning of the webtoon, dude had like kind of a crush going on, and that kind of fizzled out fast. So I feel like they would add like an interest there just to
Has a new love interest, bro. Come on.
Well, I mean kinda, but I didn't. Come on, man. You did it. You pulled on me. You pulled on me.
Well, I'm just saying, you're over here hating on his he didn't the really original have flame.
Yeah, but like.
I thought it was only got one girl. What's new? Wait, how far did you read?
I read the whole thing.
Oh, man. I'm only in 20. I get it to 20.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened after 21.
But like, yeah, I was thinking like an interest in the beginning. Like, I guess maybe. Technically, this is one season, a season and a half, if you were going to have like an actual anime. So that would make sense. But I thought he needed a little bit more interest. Like, he's a dude. He's undefeatable. It's like, oh, all right, then.
Well, if we're talking from the beginning, he was defeatable all the time. He could walk and be defeated.
He was the weakest. He was the weak. Yeah. He was literally the weakest hunker.
Yeah. All right. So in Solo Leveling, there is a hunter class level ranking system. It's just like One Punch Man. You got your top tier S class, you got your A class, B class, C class, D class, and E class. Mm-hmm. It's like an Escalade.
If
you're gonna talk about that, at least explain why there are hunters in the first place. Like,
in
this world, there are gates and dimensions, all right? And with these gates, like the gates, monsters can come through the gates if they don't defeat them. So like they because of the gates and they open the dimensions, like they open up the gates, open up the world to dungeons, and obviously in the dungeons are monsters. So because of this phenomenon, there rose to people who were trying to go and defeat the monsters. They are called hunters. Yeah. And the main star, the main character of Solo Leveling, was it Sungju Kim?
Sungju Woo.
Sungju Woo. My bad. Mr. Kim was the other guy.
That's the dude's name from Fast and Furious, you just said.
Damn.
Yo, see, trivia facts, yo. Don't get him on entertainment trivia facts. I don't like that. He's like yo. Burning Man or something.
But real talk. No, Sung Jin Woo.
Yes, Sung Jin Woo. Okay. Namaste.
But this kind of has like a Attack on Titan where like, and I'm just using that brief as a analogy, is more like the story that we know is not what actually is, like, it is just happening, but like the cause of why the dungeons and the gates are opening, we still don't know. Well, I kind of know, but at that time we don't know.
So you eventually find out.
Yeah, cool. You eventually find out.
Yeah, it seems like everyone's like, oh, it's just a regular day. Like, occasionally that happens. Mm-hmm. Like the way the first 20 chapters deals with it. Like, you could be heading to work and you're like, oh man, I gotta call my boss. I gotta be 20 minutes late. I gotta go fight some monsters real quick. Like,
That's
it's not like everybody's a hunter. It's like just certain specific people decide to be hunters. Other people got regular jobs.
Yeah. No, so you're actually born with the ability to be a hunter.
Yeah, and the hunters are actually ranked according to their strength.
Like, powers, like one of them can, like, that girl can heal and stuff, and she just has like some Wanda Vision thing coming out of her hands from time to time.
So yo,
like,
don't spoil that.
I was like, I don't know how she's doing it, but she's doing it.
So she's a B-ranked healing. You're talking about, I don't even know her girl. Name because she disappeared.
Know. Yeah.
Yes, the girl. Awesome.
The girl. Hold on a second.
Get her name. But anyways, she is Jin Woo's first love interest, I would say.
Yeah.
But it was the wrong way. She was interested in him, but he so far has not been interested in her or any other girl.
Yo, can I just say, this dude got swag when he comes out of this gate, man. Oh, so remember when he wakes up in the hospital? And the chick's like, yo, he looks like bigger. And like, yo, has he been working out since he's been in the hospital? Maybe I should just, just write your number down. He's like.
Yo, she really did. She handed him this phone. She's like, can I just see? And he's like, oh, is it for a follow-up? She's like, no.
No. He's thinking like, she needs to call me for a follow-up or something like that. She never even hits him up. But
that's true.
I would have laughed. That would have been funny.
He gave him his number, so the ball's in his court to like hit her up, and I don't think he ever did.
No. She took his number. That was her phone. She took his number.
Oh, never mind. I'm mixed up. I thought she gave him the number.
Nah.
Listen, by all accounts, my man should be dead.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's true.
My man should be. Yeah, like even before he goes on to like the actual like main mission, like they do flashbacks like his regular stuff. He's getting sliced in the back by goblins. Mm-hmm. Like your spine is gone. Like I don't know who keeps rolling with this dude for why. He's literally his nickname is literally the weakest hunter
because he's the weakest hunter.
he is the weakest, and the only
who
reason
keeps why rolling with this dude.
The only reason why they take him is because they need a certain amount of people to enter a gate. Yeah. So sometimes not enough people.
But they also feel bad for him because like he needs to make money for his mom and stuff. Like
true.
He kind of
they told anybody that.
Yeah. Oh, they don't
That's
know.
Also
that.
True.
That's
also
right.
True. He didn't tell nobody.
He didn't tell anybody that. Like at that point, like all I'm saying is like if it's me and I see these dude getting his ass beat every single time and it's just like, yo, he's just dragging every single group he's with down. And he's like, yo, I want to join this party. I'm just like, like, bro, really? Like, do you really want to be a hunter? Like, do you like? Is this really the thing for you, man?
It seems like a bad idea.
I skipped over a little bit of it, but it's implied that like whatever organization, the guild or whatever that called, like, are the ones that send out people to that stuff. Because one of them was like, "Oh, if he's here, that means that gate is like weak." Because they're the one that selects the people to go.
Oh, the
Hunters
Guild.
Yeah. So it's implied that's why they like him to go in them, because if he's part of it, because he's so weak, it's implied that the rest of the people inside the, like, the monster they're going to face are also weak because they have to be in the same, like, they have to match his.
Except he makes, he makes the healers work overtime.
Yeah. That's true. Any MMO, if you're too weak for the like, the raid, man, the healers kick you out because they don't want to be dealing with you. Like, her name is Jinwoo, by the way. Jinwoo is all up on him, healing him all day long, basically. Like, this dude, he doesn't have any weapons because he's so broke. Like, he's over here punching monsters to the face, and he's the weakest
hunter. Did you say her name is Jinwoo?
There's no way her name is Jinwoo.
Hold on,
her name is
Sorry. Son Jinwoo, and then, no, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong person's name. She's, yeah, do that. I'm literally scrolling through the manga right now.
I made all that research just to be wrong.
Ricky. Anyways, she's always healing him, and like, it's not like he's super gifted or anything like that. Like, E-class hunters are just a little stronger than regular people, so he's like punching like, what are these, like, monster spiders and stuff like that to the face, and he's not even that strong. Like, yo, get a sword. Like, what are you doing?
Can I say, though, that
first he can't afford one.
No, yeah.
When they go to that cave, like, that get convinced to go to it by the other dude. I don't know people's name. I'm not gonna lie to you. The other dude. Let's go to this extra one that just popped up, and let's go to that one. I like that. What really got me, like, to keep going all the way to chapter 20, by the way, I'll be honest with you, I was gonna get the WikiLeaks online, but I was like, what really got me to read it was the fact that they went through this stuff and it turned into this Uncharted Tomb Raider style puzzle solving. And they have to figure out what to do to for the statues not to attack him. And that was like, I was like, okay, I'm here for this. Like, when
that was an epic moment. Yeah, that whole entire time in the second dungeon.
The double dungeon?
Yeah. Like, Miss Joo-hee is her name.
I just found it.
What's her name?
Joo-hee. Like Julie.
There she go.
Like Julie. Oh, let's call it Julie. She's Julie.
I just want y'all to see who she is.
Completely different from Jinwoo. You know, the guy.
I mean, it's still hyphenated.
Das?
I'm a bow out today, okay. Y'all.
Okay.
So, let's talk about. Oh, first off.
No, yeah. I like problem solving in a dungeon. That was awesome. It was very captivating to kind of figure it out. And this dude, because he's gotten his ass beat so much, he had to figure out, like, he was the person to look and be like, yo, wait a second. These monsters aren't moving. Something else is not right here. Like, their rules. You got to follow the rules. What does it mean?
And so he figured out. My man was like, yo.
He's seen people on them, and like, only one person was like, has critical thinking skills.
Well, first off, half of them got murked as soon as they entered the room, right?
The whole time. Nah, it wasn't even that. Like, they were fine until old boy decided he wanted to read a tablet. Like, yeah, and he like, stop reading tablets in a dungeon, a secret dungeon.
I mean, yeah, they're like, it's supposed to be
D-rank, right?
Yeah, but you know what's so sad, though, is like, because they're so low ranked, they couldn't sense the power level coming from the dungeon. Because higher S rank or A rank hunters, they can actually sense the power levels of enemies in front of them or people in general. No, they had power sources, though. They gave off power.
Yeah.
It's explained later, but they give off power.
Yeah, that was... And so he goes in there, and it's like, what was the first rule? It was like, it wasn't second rule. Right?
No, it was like,
it was worship the Lord.
Worship the Lord.
So you figured out you have to, like, kneel in position.
Yep.
Yeah.
To bow. And
then, it was worship the Lord, praise the Lord, prove your faith.
Yep. And that was it.
Yes. There you go. That was, yo, worship the Lord. It was like, duck down now.
Yeah. Oof.
No. Even before that, my man was just like, all right, well, I had enough of this dungeon. He was just like, I had enough of this dungeon. I'm just going to walk out. He's like, don't touch that handle. Too late, yo. His body swipe.
They got me with that guy, the chubby dude, because they gave him a little backstory, and I was like, oh, maybe he's going to be a character. Nah.
Yeah. they did give a little bit of backstory on him. So
usually I'm like, you get a backstory, you'll make it out for a little bit, because like, why would you waste the time giving him backstory if he's not significant? So
that cut was asymmetrical.
Like, dude,
that cut was so asymmetrical. Clean.
And then like the way they showed his like face kind of just like
yeah. he was still thinking like, oh man, I messed up.
Oh,
and
man.
Then we got like the pew pew laser beams.
Is it implied that, because like towards the end when they're standing on that like pedestal, I mean that little thing in the middle, mm-hmm. and that the people facing all the, I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead actually.
That's fine.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, you good.
But like the people that ran out, like is it implied, like I was like, what happened to them?
Oh, they lived.
They lived.
So what was actually supposed to happen? Oh, my bad, Jamil. What was supposed to happen was just you were supposed to prove your faith. So basically, if you stayed, you would have lived. If you ran out, leaving one person, that one person, you all were basically gonna live. But if you ran out and you were too slow, they would have got you and killed you.
Yeah. Okay. So it had to, one person had to stay on the thing. Well, at least one person had to stay on the platform, or else the door was gonna close all the way. And like there was a timer with the blue flames.
Yeah, that's right. So, and look at all the different statues. Also, yeah. That dude with his like arm that got chopped off, whatever. How much blood does he have? Because he was just
you're right. It wasn't even wrapped up or bandaged. He didn't do anything.
He never went to shock or anything. He just was having full conversations, just bleeding everywhere. I'm like, who is this guy? Yo,
from beginning to end, there, man.
He was not fazed by it at all. They're like, yo, you're all right. He's like, yeah, I'll be all
right. Right.
No, Mr. Kim, though, that dude was a straight up bitch. My man said, thank you. He's like, I stayed here long enough. Like, everybody that's standing here survived because of you. Thank you. He's like, but I don't think I can stay. So I'm very thankful.
Right.
And then he bounced.
Hardcore. I was sure he was going to die. I was sure he was going to get killed.
How are you going to betray me with a smile on your face and walk out?
Yeah, that was nice. That got me hooked. I was like, oh, man, that got into this thing. I have to solve puzzles and like, what, half of them. By the time it was done, what, like six people?
Yeah,
six people left. Just
six. 17 went in.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, old boy who thought he was quick. He's like, yo, I'm confident in my speed. Are you
the smoke that was like just shoes?
Yeah, his ankles. All that shit was his ankles, man.
Yeah,
not fast.
He got vaporized.
Yeah, you ain't faster than light.
Faster that.
Yeah.
The cool thing when you're like running in that to run for the statues with the instruments, that was like nuts too. Like,
that was a praise. That was praise the Lord. Or whatever that one was.
Oh yeah, find the ones that aren't gonna attack you. Basically,
mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Like now he's like, wait, not all of them have a weapon. It's like run to the
instruments. Yeah, because like half of the dudes essentially just ran to their own death. Like it was not.
Yeah.
Just ran and they're like, oh shoot, this one has a spear.
Yeah, I still want to know how freaking Jinwoo only got part of his leg torn off. With that big ass shield that came down, it's like nah, your whole bottom half should have been gone. There's no way.
Yeah,
no way that shield comes down and just takes off part of your leg.
And it's just one of his legs. I thought it was both. Yeah. When they panned back on it, it was like one. I was like, how did it just one? Didn't make any sense. He must have quick reflexes.
Y'all know it didn't matter anyway.
He didn't. They had to happen, like, of course, like, you know, anime logic, because there's no way there's no way he was crawling to the statue with both of his, like, if his whole entire bottom half was gone.
True. Nah. Yeah, no.
I think it would have been easier. Someone could have just put him in his back, like a little backpack.
There was no one left because he had to run. There was no one left because he left Juhi at the instrument, at the drums.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was
the last one.
He's a hero.
Like, I got no powers. I can just wait. Thank you. If she's a healer, if she gets hurt, can she just heal herself?
Yes, but no.
Yes and no. Yes and no.
You can.
I mean, not when she's overstricken with fear, which she was. That's how they kind of explained, like, the fear overcame her, so she really can't even do her duties.
No, that's Like, that's one of those things that I actually really didn't like. Like, because then she got out the gang. I was like, oh, it's just like that. Like, she done.
You have a plot point that can always work out. Because, like, if you literally have someone that heals you, like, you, unless you have a fatal injury, you'll be all right. Like, literally, I mean, unless something happens.
No. They can, the healers can recreate your limbs.
Oh, so yeah. Have, so that makes sense that they have to create something to make her not be able to do the powers all the time, because she'd be OP to the max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's all. Like, that's why it's weird. Like, it's playing.
You hang out with her. You just literally have to always hang out with her.
So this is what's weird. It's like the way the stats and people are in their attributes or whatever. It feels like, or like an MMO type thing, like either Sword Art Online or even Rising of a Shield Hero. But it's they're not in a game. This is actually like real life.
Well, actually, Jen Wu becomes kind of enters a game.
Well, Jen Wu does. He gets his second away because he's the only one who stayed on the altar while everybody else bounced and he sacrificed himself. He gets the power of the double awakening, and now he gets a stat board where he can just see like inboxes and stuff. So like he's sort of in a game. Basically, if anybody if you've seen the Jumanji reboots. With The Rock and Kevin Hart, like the little stat thing that comes up, like that's what he has,
like a life bar, the inventory bar.
Yep, he has. It's actually like a power of like dimensional storage or whatever. I'm like, no way, he's actually pretty sick. Infinite storage. Whoa, but he's sitting on the altar. It's like, yo, your heart will stop in 0.2 seconds unless you want to become a player in the game. It's like, all right, so I get to live. Click
point.
Like, it wasn't even 0.2. It said 0.02 seconds. So I'm not sure how he even got time.
That's a really good point.
Yes, you're done. 0.2 seconds is literally. I mean, that. 0.2 seconds.
It was 0.02 seconds.
He has no choice.
It even gave him 2 seconds. It said you have 0.02 seconds.
You actually couldn't even read the message in 0.02 seconds. So how did
maybe his heart already stopped?
Like, you meant to do this. We're gonna pick for you.
Basically,
yeah.
You want this?
Yeah.
Well, like next scene, he wakes up in a bed, though.
True, he's in the hospital. But I actually want to really talk about this whole leveling up that he got with the game, the game system.
It's a unique system.
The double awakening.
The double awakening. But you know what gets me? Think about One Punch Man, right? Saitama. Think about how all the push-ups that he did every day, his whole routine, and why he became so powerful. This man did the same exact routine. He did the 100 push-ups, the 100 sit-ups, running 10 kilometers or whatever that thing was. He did it every day, and then he became OP.
I was like, yo, that's One Punch Man. But then I thought One Punch was. I thought Saitama did like 1,000.
Well, he did day, whatever. But I'm
I think he said 100. It was 100. Yeah, 100 but
it,
my bad,
he did it. He did it every day for a certain amount of time. This guy just has regular stats. But when I saw it, I was like, they gave him the Saitama special.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. The Saitama special. That's his daily quest.
My favorite, but I love how he's just like, he looked at it, he's like, oh, daily quest. Nothing in the after they give him his daily quest, they were just like, yo, failure. To complete it will result in a penalty. My man said, I bet. Went to sleep. And so the game said, oh, I bet. He said, green timer, yellow timer, red timer. You fail to complete your daily quest. You're being sent to the penalty zone.
Yeah. And the penalty zone was the desert with that. What was that centipede?
Like big,
kind of thing?
Like big, massive centipede. And it's like, all right, survive.
What? 4 hours. For four hours.
Survive.
Yeah, I mean, which was wild. I'm like, what? 4 hours? Like,
I mean, ran in the desert for 4 hours.
Yeah.
No water.
Yeah, no. That's ridiculous.
I tell you what, though, he always completed his quest after that. I tell you that.
I mean, a little bit of a workout is nothing compared to running through the desert for 4 hours. All right, I'm just going to say. Although it was a couple. Yeah.
How you have stamina for that? My man ran into that for what stamina did he have? He was the weakest hunter.
You right,
exactly. But see, he's good at surviving. I like how it always goes back to like he was weak.
Even back to the hospital.
What?
Then they already like give him like some starter kit. Like they give him a starter kit stat. Yeah. You know, when you start again, they're like, all right, you're like, yeah, we'll get you going so you can at least survive a little.
Yeah. Oh, he had a bunch of points and he put them all in strength. And so he was like, yeah, man, I'm gonna do a strength boost.
Yeah.
And so he gets all beefy and big in real life.
I was reading this and I was thinking of like all those like open world adventure games that I've played. I'm like, man, no, you don't do that. You gotta allocate those.
Right, you definitely gotta allocate. You can't just put on one stat. That's the number one rule. Don't put everything in one stat.
Yeah, you gotta make sure they're all like to some extent. Like you're always gonna have your favorite one that you pick that you know that you feel is more beneficial for you. But you know, still, yeah, you can't put it all in strength.
Yeah, I love how it's intelligence. Yeah, I don't need that.
Yo, that's honestly like playing games like that. If you played a game like Divinity, like Original Sin, stuff like that, that's one of the most important ones.
I mean, it ended up being very first, important for him.
I mean, speed is always going to be my most important because the higher the speed, that means you could do attack first. So speed is definitely the most important.
And agility. I like agility. Dodge attacks.
See, I always do like a rogue kind of character when I'm playing a game, like Warcraft. I'm going to be honest. Agility is very important. Like, come on. Got my dexterity going. I'm, you know, like, come on. It's awesome. No?
Yeah. Yeah, so I've never
played. I'm not mad at your dodge.
Yeah.
But Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption.
I like his activatable skills. He's got, like, the sprint. I think, actually, that's those.
In the beginning.
I'm not gonna lie though. I'd be mad annoyed if I got this big ass screen just popping up in my face every single time randomly.
You put in a big screen in our face every day. That's called a cell phone.
Not like that. Like that. Nah.
What do you do? What do you do first thing in the morning? You go like this on your phone. I don't know why I zoomed in on myself, by the way.
I know.
Edit that out.
Yeah, yo, you got some gray hairs growing in that beard, man. What's going on here?
I like how my man thought it was touchscreen at first. He was just like,
yeah, it's not touch. I also love, like, he's sitting in the bed in the hospital originally, and he's like, so nobody else can see this thing in front of my face?
Yeah, oh, then when his sister came in.
I'm just going to say this right now. I don't trust them government dudes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't trust them. Like, just,
I'm not going to lie, though. They are.
They're actually the good guys.
They're more trustworthy than you can than you think they are.
They're the good guys.
Okay.
You'll see. They're the good guys. I actually like them. No, seriously though, when it first started, I thought they were the bad guys. I was like, these guys are bad. Don't trust them, Jen Wu. Don't do it.
I mean, you were kind of right about it. You were half right.
I was half right.
They work for agencies.
Yeah.
Although my favorite part is like when they go to like test his magic power after the double awakening, we gotta see if there's like there's been stories about hunters gaining all these new powers and what's not. So we're just gonna have to test you, bro. He's like, yo, even the weakest hunter is a 70. They're gonna measure his power. 10.
It's like,
yeah. He's 10. Like, yo, are we sure he's a hunter? Like, yo, what?
He's like, you know what? He's like, looks like I just came all this way for nothing.
Sorry, I wasted your time.
The test, they didn't even answer. They're like, nah, you didn't do well.
Yeah, they was.
You didn't pass.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he's like, what did the test say?
Don't even worry about it.
Don't even worry.
Yeah,
that was so bad. After all that, what he goes to his first dungeon. Like he does a bunch of dailies, then he does his first dungeon.
That's
like a miner or something like that, right?
Yeah. No, he went. Was he a miner?
That he has that dude that's like all has the fancy armor suit that's with him.
Yeah.
And that other.
Yeah.
Jen Ho.
I like the twist in that one. I don't know if we all caught up on that, but
I haven't read it, but you can just say I don't care. Like, it's not gonna stop me. Yeah. It's not gonna stop me from not reading it.
So we'll go with that. So the twist in that was, so basically, like you said, he was a miner. There's this attack raid, and
can you clarify miner ER, not miner?
Yeah. Yo, and Reggie World, you know, you gotta ask for ID.
I'm like, wait a minute, you gotta clarify what's going on.
My bad, guys.
The disciple doctor would like to absolve himself for anything.
Mining. He was going in as a miner for mining.
Yeah. So this was a what is it, a C rank gate?
Yeah.
A C rank gate. He was going into an attack force, but he was on the mining squad. They separate the mining squads and the attack squads because the attack team goes in, clears out the dungeon before and doesn't kill the boss. And then they leave all like the goodies and stuff like that for the mining squad to go take out so the guilds can sell them for money.
Yep.
There you go.
So with this, the C rank leader of that attack force was what they considered to be a lizard. Was that the term? A lizard?
Like they call him a lizard person.
Yeah. So basically the reason why they do that's apparently the lizard will cut off its own tail, meaning it will kill it. The person will kill its own teammates for the bigger prize.
Okay, so I'm not gonna lie. I thought it was just like a rough translation from like the original language to English, and I think they meant to say like he's a snake. And then like for some reason, the translation, you know what I mean? And you're like, oh, a snake. Yeah, right. And I just thought it was like got lost in translation, and somehow they're like lizard. And I'm like, I've never heard that term before. I've like never heard someone who's like, man, that guy's such a lizard.
when they translate it, he'll be a snake because that makes more sense.
But sorry, go ahead.
If it goes to anime, he'll definitely
be a snake. But so that dude does exactly what they said the lizard would do. They saw how much magic crystals were in there.
Yeah, this is like a pickup group, like a pug. They got a bunch of random people in there, and they knew the dungeon was stacked because they obviously peeped in first. And they got a bunch of really weak people to come into their squad, and they were like, you know what? We're just gonna leave you guys here because we gotta go back. We forgot the all the equipment that he was actually carrying, by the way.
I was like, he didn't question that. And he's like, what's the backpack I've been carrying then?
What are your hopes for Solo Leveling if it becomes an anime? What are your hopes for it?
My hopes?
Oh, man. That's a hard one.
Man, I don't... For the anime, I'm just like...
I hope for good animation.
Yeah. Sorry. Fight scenes are great. I hope for good fight scenes because that's basically, that's all the best animation needs to be in the fight scenes. But I want the webtoon to finish. That's what I want. I don't really care about the anime, to be honest.
Dang.
Just cool. Tell them how you really feel.
Right? They should lean into the meta of it because it's like they're using like video game, you guys describe like MMO type things. They should lean into that more and like not make it a parody of it, but like make you aware. I'm like, we're aware of like the connections of like how it is similar to just an MMO to like a manga, and now it's an anime. It's like all into one. So like almost like do some fourth wall breaking stuff and like really like go into it and be like, and like, you know, even have sometimes the characters comment on it and it's like, wow, I'm like, this is like blah, blah, blah. Like, like things like that. I think that might make it silly in a way because I mean the whole concept is silly. Think about it. Like if you take a step back and really think about it, I'm like, this is a silly concept. Like
Jen Wu does reference it later in the chapters that he gets even stronger because the concept clicks in his head that's like a video game and how he can use his inventory and the leveling up and then what he needs to do, blah, blah, blah. So he actually starts playing it like a video game. It's obviously real life for him.
Yeah.
It's kind of to bring it back to like, you know, how you were talking about the Jumanji reference earlier. It's kind of like how the Jumanji movies like really lean into the fact that they're in a video game. Mm-hmm. They made it a point like, to explain to you, like, hey, this is how the video game works. He's an NPC and stuff like that. So that's what I mean. If it came to anime, that's what I would like to see on it.
There's no extra lives and none of that. I mean, like, he might get like a power boost every so often that like keeps him alive. What I really want to see in an anime for this, I want him to kind of like struggle because he don't struggle. Like he's way stronger than most of his things. After the first like couple chapters, he's super strong. Like it's all done. He doesn't struggle. He's like God tier at that point. Like, yo, what's going on? I want him to have a problem.
So you want him to like show
watch him fight.
So you want him to do more like the beginning story of like when he's like not before the double awakening? Or do you still want him to struggle afterwards?
So in the dungeon we were just talking about, like he is able to kind of beat the boss like by himself or whatnot, but like it's sort of it's not anticlimactic. Like I want him to fight things instead of just like bam, done, you're gone. I'm like, whoa, what?
So he kind of I get what you're saying, but his role transitions. He goes from like obviously the weakest to the strongest, but he also goes from like he turns into the hero that saves people.
Yeah. So instead of being saved. Yeah.
But
of course, because he can level up.
Yeah. But to Jamil, what he's saying, I'm trying to think, did he? I mean, when
does he like not meet?
He does. Jamil, you remember the Demon King?
Yeah. What about him?
Of course, we gotta have a Demon King. That was somewhat of a struggle for him.
All right. Yeah.
But you know what? You know what I was surprised about was the Ant Prince. I thought he was gonna be I thought he was gonna be a better fight. Yeah, just like in Hunter x Hunter. Yeah. I don't think you've seen that, Dashney.
There's a good throwback to Hunter x Hunter in this. It really is.
It is a very good throwback to Hunter x Hunter.
Chimera Ants.
My brother is currently watching it.
Yeah. But I thought that battle was going to be much better. To me, it was more one-sided than it was.
See, I liked the battle before he got there.
I liked the when they were getting beat?
Yeah, they were getting pummeled and they were trying. Like, he doesn't really have to try at some point. Like,
that's
some
why
point,
they don't use him until the end.
Yeah, he just shows up like, yo.
That's why they don't use him into the end.
Yeah. So, my second hope, I hope he becomes a bad guy. That's my second hope.
I honestly think
what would be the point of that?
I think he's wavering. Like they try to turn him into a bad guy. You remember that?
He's getting there. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, he's really getting there. He's wavering. I really hope. I want him because he's so strong. At some point, I want him to be the Dark Prince or whatever. No, I mean, sorry.
He is the Shadow Monarch. He is the Shadow Monarch.
Then who would defeat him then?
No one.
Another monarch.
But you know what?
I can't tell you who's gonna try to defeat him because it's a big spoiler.
Yo, but there's even a bigger spoiler.
Don't do it, Ty.
I won't do it.
Spoil it.
All right, this is not a spoiler. I mean, this is more.
Again, I'm still going to read it, so it doesn't matter.
All right, people, spoiler.
Yo, he was gonna do it anyway.
Well, I don't know if it's a really big spoiler or not, but his father, I want to know what that like. So most hunters, they become hunters because a parent or a relative was a hunter. This dude's father, basically gone. Yeah. So this dude's Jen Wu's father was a really good hunter, but got trapped in a dungeon.
Yep.
I think his dad told the system to make him the player.
I feel you on that.
Can rescue his dad.
So no. His dad gets free. His dad gets free on his own. I think he did it because he knew the father. He knew the monarchs were coming, and so were the angels. I want to call them. I don't know the correct term.
Yeah, there's a name for that, but they are basically angels. You're right.
Yeah, he knew the war was coming, so yeah. He wanted his son to grow up. War. He wanted his son to level up. So, huh?
I was like, you're just describing a plot of Justice League.
Of course, there's a war that's coming.
Right, there's always a war. How do you know?
Between some two random ass sides, and of course, the humans are caught in the middle.
There's actually three sides, and then the humans are caught in the middle.
Okay, awesome. even better.
Yeah, our boy doesn't actually claim a side, so that's why I'm thinking he might go dark, but you know, he probably not.
No, so the thing is, I don't think he's gonna turn on them because of his mother and sister.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I mean, also, he wouldn't. He's awesome. Ride or die for them, man. Ooh.
Yeah.
I love yeah. when he gets that ability.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh yes, yeah. The ability. Amazing. Yeah.
I want to be nice and vague about that.
I'll tell the ability since Jamil's not gonna spoil it.
Not any ability, the ability.
You're right. The ability.
It's called like Shadow Swap, man.
Yeah, Shadow Swap. Basically, that's what it is.
Yeah. It's awesome.
He can swap. So he leaves his shadows in the shadow of people. If that makes any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense because we don't know. They don't know what shadows do.
You have the shadows of someone else.
It doesn't make any sense to them because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I mean, that'd be perfect sense actually.
So, all right, as a shadow monarch, he has the ability to have a shadow army, like a
So he's a necromancer.
Thank you.
This dude's a necromancer, right?
Bring people back a lot. Is that like bring back the dead or something?
No, you can take their souls and make them shadows. His shadow warriors.
Yeah. So he makes these things.
Okay. Yeah, basically like Mortal Kombat. Like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Exactly. I gotta explain. I have to when you explain me things, it goes on here. I have to process it in a way. And then I'm like, and it comes out, I'm like, all right, I'm on it. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, so he's a necromancer. He raises shadows from the dead and then he uses them to fight for him. Like, and they obey because they have to. And so it's like, oh, all right, then. And so he gets a literal army of shadows, and he can leave them anywhere. And so he starts tagging shadows on people's shadows. He can teleport to them.
And so his sister. So basically,
that's the fourth Hokage. That's his mark.
Yeah.
That's his mark.
Like, oh, yeah, but that's definitely the fourth Hokage. Yeah.
Yeah. The shadows start getting funny, too. Like,
they got personality.
Yeah. He'll switch with somebody, and then he'd be like, yo, so, what are you doing here? He's like, oh.
No, they're funny.
Yeah, the shadows are funny.
Yeah, when he went to go save his sister, though, I was all kinds of amped with it.
I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was like, oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. We are way beyond the first 20 chapters. I want to let you know that right now.
That's fine. That's fine. Look, because the way y'all explain things, that literally told me nothing.
All right, good.
He shot me.
Right, I mean, it's good. Not. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm not like a regurgitating story kind of person. We already know this.
We're kind of more reaction. Like, I'm reacting to what happened, and I love it.
I mean, I got my highlights. Something that sticked out in my mind that was like, boom, I love that. I hate this. I can do that, you know.
Well, so. Let me ask you this, Jamil, because I don't think anyone else got that far. Do you think Jen Wu and Cha?
Yeah. What about her?
You think they're gonna get together?
Yes.
All right, me too. I'm really all about right. it.
Yo, I can don't... I ask you? You don't. yo, that look into the camera.
Jen Wu's asexual. He doesn't care about girls. He's like MOB.
I don't think
I don't know, man. Like he's
oblivious.
He did ask her. He's like, do you want to join my guild for me? Like, yeah. Are you interested in me?
Yo, but then he also kicked her out, right?
Yeah, he did real fast. He kicked her out.
He goes, yo, that's a dumb reason. Bye.
They try to get involved. That he's like macking with an employee and colleague. Mm-hmm. I feel him. He's not trying to get canceled. That's all.
Yeah.
You don't want to know me too. Here.
Like, remember that time when you and your colleague got together?
But
he's the head of HR.
There's no lie.
No, he's the head of the organization, I meant to say.
He can make his own rules. He's like, nah, I'm gonna scratch this off. The employee can date now.
Oh man,
what are your hopes, man? What are your hopes for the rest of it?
Yeah,
I know you've heard some things, but you know,
I don't even know, man. Like,
we're kind of all over the place now.
We are.
No, like, so far from where I read, it's looking good. Like, I'm interested to see what kind of stats and abilities he gets going down the line.
You're gonna like it.
I mean. And if there's terms of anime, like, I really hope they do it well from what I what was it, like the first 100, there's 142 or 143 chapters out.
Yep.
And I'm like, from what I'm reading online, the first 110 is considered season one.
Yep.
So yeah, like, we'll see though, if that becomes animated, like I'm interested to see how that turns out and how it gets animated. So I'm definitely going to continue reading it. It's something interesting. But I just want to see what the, because right now, obviously, again, I've only read the first whole chapter, so I don't really know what the actual purpose of the story is. But I'm guessing, like, y'all saw there's a war happening, so if someone did something, all right, for a war to happen, someone did something. Right. Apparently, like, who needs to be stopped in order for the war to end? Is it everybody, or is it just one specific person that's a bad guy that just is running it all?
So, are you asking a question, or you want to answer to that?
Oh, okay. No.
No, that's, I'm just
okay.
Like,
okay.
Before Ty thoughts. Answers it. Yeah.
I saw the wheels. I saw the wheels working.
He's going to answer it in the comment section.
what disciple Dashney meant.
Hopefully they're setting up a big bad of some sort. If he gets so super powered that nothing is affecting him, that gets boring fast.
Yes.
Like, personally, that's why I couldn't get behind even something like that One Punch Man thing. I think I watched one episode on Netflix, and I was like, oh, that can get kind of boring fast if he was just.
Yo, Dashing, hit him with that disclaimer, dude.
Wait, yo, I got a better example. I won't affect the childhood. Like, he's like, this is strike three. I'll use the Superman reference. That's my go-to. The reason, like, when I was young, like, when I was always like, people were like, oh, Team Batman, Team Superman. I was always Team Batman because Superman is, for the most part, unbeatable. And yeah, he has so many powers that
he gets his ass whooped.
Like, I remember in the comic books, they'll be showing like episode, like one of the pages in the comic books, this dude be getting tied up. And I'm like, how do you tie him up? He can shoot lasers out of his eyes. How do you tie him up? Like, he has so many powers that he forgets some of his abilities sometimes. And he like gets into a situation and you're like, he can easily get out of that. You showed this, that he could get out of this like two episodes or two issues before. So like, why is even anything bad happening? Mm-hmm.
You didn't see him with that ray gun on his hip? Why don't you use your X-ray vision, son? What are you doing?
For real.
There's kryptonite everywhere.
Yeah,
apparently.
I mean,
kryptonite everywhere. About to happen, so.
My man's weak against magic. Let's not forget when Doomsday or Darkseid come through, they'll whip his ass. Like,
this sounds like a Superman lover right here, man. What's going on? I say, you sound like a Superman. You Superman fanboy?
Superman lover. What are you talking about?
He was straight talking about Superman getting killed.
I mean, all right.
Well, I'm gonna say like, I don't know what you're hearing, man. Check them headphones. This is definitely not a Superman. There's no Superman love here.
All right. He was definitely killing Superman. He was about to go into Doomsday and the other dude that killed him.
Well, no, it sounded like you were like, nah, but you know, there's some redeeming qualities because like he's not unbeatable. He gets beaten sometimes.
No. I'm not saying he's redeemable. It's like he's supposed to be labeled as this guy who's unbeatable. Yeah, he's getting his ass beat.
Oh yeah.
But very rarely though, like he doesn't get beat up that often. So that's what my point.
Lex Luthor gets his dudes. How you let dude like Lex Luthor get in your ass like every time?
You let a real estate dude beat you like that's crazy. What did you do? Raise taxes on you?
Like, oh. I got me. Oh, I'm out.
There's taxes on that farm that he owns. Like, damn, you got me.
Oh, the Kent farm.
Right.
Bring it back to One Punch Man real quick. One Punch Man isn't just like this dude, like he's frustrated by the fact that he's so strong, so he goes and actively looks for something. But there's other things that happen that make it like actually worth watching. After watching, I watched season one of One Punch Man and I was like, why didn't I watch it sooner? Because it was interesting.
It was funny.
So yeah, and then bringing it back to Solo Leveling, he actually like, so I'm saying like he's super strong at all this stuff, but I have to keep in mind that in this frame, it's only supposed to be one and a half seasons right now. So like season one, he gets strong. Season two, he finds out like purpose. So like, you know, I can't really
hero's journey
for being, yeah, I can't really fault.
Yeah, it's not close to being done.
Yeah. And also,
it sounds like he has to be.
Yeah. And we find out in season two that S rank isn't the highest rank.
Yeah.
Of Hunter.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tell that to all the people that own Mercedes and luxury cars. What do you mean S class is not the highest? Oh
yeah. No, I'm interested to see what happens going forward. Like, I'm gonna start reading more of it tonight. Well, I mean tonight after this is done. I gotta get some errands, but I'm gonna be reading. Gonna go back to reading it because it's definitely, I'm interested in it.
Nice.
Go. Oh, I got one more. No pun intended. I got one bone to pick with you guys.
Whoa.
No pun intended. You guys were talking about the chicken yesterday, the other day, the drums and the
oh yeah.
I felt triggered.
Oh, that's right.
I was talking about chicken and I wasn't involved.
All right, man. All right. Drums are flat.
Drums all the way. You got to get the marrow. I mean, Daphne, you know,
we discussed this.
We engineered with special, like, you know, like something about our teeth is stronger that we can bite into those things. I don't know if it's genetic. Sure. But...
Did he just say he had adamantium teeth?
He did. He said Haitians do. He said Haitians
do. Yeah, it's a superpower that's been given.
Right? We're no lies detected. No lies detected.
If you're not from the Caribbean, you're not tried. You know, unless you got a good dental insurance, and you're trying to bite into the marrow. We're not responsible.
And ties on that day, chicken tenders.
You guys are missing out. That marrow.
Don't hate, though. Don't hate.
So, yeah. No, I can't support the chicken tender life, man. I'm sorry.
Oh. Thank you.
You're eating bread and barbecue sauce. It's bread and barbecue sauce, man.
Oh, man.
Sometimes buffalo sauce.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was another episode, Anime Brothers, man. Like, we know what to do. Do your due diligence. Hit the like and subscribe button down here. Find us on all social media platforms at Anime Brothers. Everywhere we got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Y'all be doing TikTok challenges?
No. Nah, I didn't say all
nah,
that.
Not yet. Nah.
My man said, "What you mean, not yet? Wait, you plan on doing TikTok challenges?"
I don't know, yo. I don't know.
This comes from the dude who is like deleted virtually all of the social media.
Oh, I'm
not gonna be doing no challenges.
I'll be mad at you if you pop up on TikTok. I'm like, that's the one.
You know what to do. This has been another episode, Anime Brothers. Catch us here, same time, same place. See you next week.
Any out, y'all.
All right, any out. Yeah.